Welcome, fans, to a very special bonus episode. Tonight you're going to get to listen to a collection of poetry recorded by both myself and some of our talented voice actors. Don't forget about our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/shadowvane. We've got a lot of really cool deals there and extras for you, the fans, and all you have to do is give back just a little bit each month to help us pay for the cost of the show. You can get all kinds of great things, like behind-the-scenes looks at our upcoming episodes, crazy awesome swag like stickers and t-shirts, and also opportunities to be creatively involved within the show. Speaking of swag, you might remember a contest that we announced a few weeks back. All you had to do was leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Of all those that left comments, we now have our winner of a Shadow Vane t-shirt. The winner of this contest is Writer Tigress. Go ahead and send us an email at shadowvanecast@gmail.com and we'll get in touch with you about your prize. One last thing before we start the episode. I will be heading out to Gen Con very last minute this year. Because of that, episode 12 of Progenics Labs will be a few days late. But don't worry, I promise you, you will love this episode. Speaking of Gen Con, if you plan to be there, send me a direct message on Twitter at shadowvanecast. And we'll meet up and I'll get you a free Shadowvane sticker. All right, enough rambling. Let's get to some poetry. And tonight's poems aren't going to be necessarily as dark and as scary, but they are really neat poems that fit within the vein that is Shadowvane. See what I did there? All right, I've talked enough. Bring on the creepy voice.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Tonight, a collection of poems. The Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll.
Was brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch.
He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought, so rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought.
And, as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tuggly wood, and burbled as it came. 1-2, 1-2, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack!
He left it dead, and with its head, he went galumphing back.
And, hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. Ho-ho, frabjous day, calloo-callay! He chortled in his joy.
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Dark Spirit of the Desert Rude by Percy Shelley.
Dark spirit of the desert rude, that o'er this awful solitude, each tangled and untrodden wood, each dark and silent glen below, where sunlight's gleamings never glow. Whilst jetty, musical and still, In darkness speeds the mountain rill, that o'er yon broken peaks sublime, wild shapes that mock the scythe of time, and the pure Ellen's foamy course, wavest thy wand of magic force. Art thou yon sooty and fearful fowl that flaps its wings o'er the leafless oak, that o'er the dismal scene doth scowl, and mocketh music with its croak? I've sought thee where day's beams decay on the peak of the lonely hill. I've sought thee where they melt away by the wave of the pebbly rill. I've strained to catch thy murky form bestride the rapid and gloomy storm. Thy red and sullen eyeball's glare has shot in a dream through the midnight air. But never did thy shape express such an emphatic gloominess. And where art thou, O thing of gloom? On nature's unreviving tomb, where sapless, blasted, and alone, she mourns her blooming centuries gone. From the fresh sod the violets peep, the buds have burst their frozen sleep, whilst every green and peopled tree is alive with earth's sweet melody. But thou alone art here, thou desolate oak, whose scathed head for ages has never trembled, whose giant trunk dead lichens bind, moaningly sighing in the wind, with huge loose rocks beneath thee spread. Thou alone art here. Remote from every living thing, tree, shrub, or grass, or flower, thou seemest of this spot the king, and with a regal power suck, like that race all sap away, and yet upon the spoil decay.
The Migration of Darkness by Peter Payak.
Each evening, shortly after sunset, darkness covers the land. Having mystified thinkers for millennia, the mechanism for this occurrence has now been identified. Migration. Darkness, it has been found, is composed of an almost infinite number of particles which roost and reproduce up north, where they have fewer natural enemies. Forest fires, lamp posts, lasers, blazing sunlight, torches, candles, lighthouses, limelight, and electricity are relatively rare in the polar regions. These lightweight bits of darkness flock together and fly south each evening to more fertile land in a never-ending search for an abundant food supply. With the coming of the rising sun, they return to their northern nesting grounds. However, not all specks of darkness migrate. Some that are less adventurous or downright lazy choose to stay behind. These covey together in varying numbers, seeking shelter from the strong sunlight by gathering under leafy trees, behind large rocks and underneath umbrellas, hiding in alleys, between parked cars, in caves and inside empty pockets. These clusters are perceived by us as shadows. They have a somewhat shorter lifespan than those which migrate.
Red is the color of blood, by Conrad Aiken. Red is the color of blood, and I will seek it. I have sought it in the grass. It is the color of steep sun seen through eyelids. It is hidden under the suave flesh of women. Flows there, quietly flows. It mounts from the heart to the temples, the singing mouth, as cold sap climbs to the rose. I am confused in webs and knots of scarlet spun from the darkness, or shuttled from the mouths of thirsty spiders. Madness for red! I devour the leaves of autumn. I tire of the green of the world. I am myself a mouth for blood. Here, in the golden haze of the late slant sun, let us walk with the light in our eyes to a single bench from the outset predetermined. Look, there are seagulls in these city skies, kindled against the blue. But I do not think of the seagulls. I think of you. Your eyes, with the late sun in them, are like blue pools dazzled with yellow petals. This pale green suits them well. Here is your finger with an emerald on it, the one I gave you. I say these things politely, but what I think beneath them, who can tell? For I think of you, crumpled against a whiteness, flayed and torn with a dulled face. I think of you, writing, a thing of scarlet, and myself, rising red from that embrace. November sun is sunlight poured through honey. Old things in such a light grow subtle and fine. Bare oaks are like still fire. Talk to me. Now we drink the evening's wine. Look how our shadows creep along the grave. And this way, how the gravel begins to shine. This is the time of day for recollections, for sentimental regrets, oblique illusions, rose leaves shriveled in a musty jar. Scatter them to the wind. There are tempests coming. It is dark. with a windy star. If human mouths were really roses, my dear, why must we link things so? I would tear yours, petal by petal, with slow murder. I would pluck the stamens, the pistils, the gold and the green, spreading the subtle sweetness that was your breath on a cold wave of death. Now let us walk back, slowly as we came. We will light the room with candles. They may shine like rows of yellow eyes. Your hair is like spun fire by candle flame. You smile at me, say nothing. You are wise. For I think of you, flung down brutal darkness, crushed and red with pale face. I think of you, with your hair disordered and dripping, and myself rising red from that embrace. Thank you for listening to a classic collection of poetry. The Jabberwocky was read by Michael Denley. Dark Spirit of the Desert Rude was read by Andrew Lister. The Migration of Darkness was read by Adam Salzer. Red is the Color of Blood was read by The Creepy Voice. A special thanks to Mr. Payak. He was the first Poet Laureate of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and you can see more of his work at peterpayak.info. Classic Tales is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information on our podcast or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. Please consider donating to our Patreon fund. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we may read it at the end of a future episode. Zombie Slag says, I have to say, @thecraftyDM is the star voice talent here, but the whole cast does a fine job in this sci-fi horror audio drama. The plot is interesting and the production is fairly well done, a sure step above many other shows of its ilk. I would recommend this show to anyone looking for an interesting podcast similar to the Netflix show Hemlock Grove, which is also great, though the parallels between the two stop after the basic plot points are established. Give it a listen. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.